This is Michael Bozzi, and today we'll be talking about the basic elements needed for content strategy. Now, if you're listening to this podcast or any episode or any of my writing, I always make the assumption, or at least I start out with that you're producing good content. As I often say, good content is the oxygen of a content strategy. It's table stakes. Content strategy, content marketing, it won't work without good content, period. You may find yourself with a short-term burst of attention with some low-value content, but the goal of content marketing is to grow an audience organically. So that requires a long-term strategy because, well, trust takes time, right? Now, content marketing done properly, it's a great instrument for building trust. It allows you to connect with people regularly so you can show them why they can and why they should trust you. Now, sure, you can obviously you can do that in other ways too, but think of content marketing as a way to start the relationship. It's the very far end of the funnel, to use the traditional marketing term, right? It might be a distant or cold connection, but it's a way to introduce yourself and your work to someone on their terms, not yours. That concept right there is really, really important, right? Really powerful, because the reader feels in control. And guess what? She is. This is why social media in general has taken off, right? Because it's no longer something, it's something you can opt into. You don't need to, like, so for instance, with email, if I send you an email, you've now got to do something with that, right? But if I post something on Facebook or LinkedIn, you look at it only if you want to. You're the one in control. And you know what? It's a privilege to be invited into someone's world at that point, right? To earn someone's attention, to be able to help someone solve a problem, to be more efficient, to inspire, to educate, whatever. It's just, well, it's a gift to be able to have an impact. However, you're not likely to affect the change that you want in just one touch, right? That's going to be really difficult, and content strategy does not really work that way anyway. It's going to take a lot more time if you're going to build an organic audience. And I think that doing that is a lot more valuable, right? I mean, if this is truly an audience that is built from the ground up and not done with purely awareness techniques, I really think that you can get a lot more out of your audience if you do that. So let's talk about the very basic elements of content marketing. Once you have the oxygen of good content, then you need really what it comes down to is three fundamental drivers as you set out to do your content marketing and devise your content strategy. That's consistency, persistence, and patience. I call consistency the foundation of trust, right? When you're planning your content strategy, start with the notion that you're going to consistently deliver, right? No toe in the water. Just as soon as you start publishing materials, think of it like a promise to your audience. Doesn't matter how big that audience, in point of fact, it's likely to be quite small when you start. But treat it like that. Treat it like a promise. Carve out the time needed to deliver your content at regular intervals. And if each piece is useful to them, hey, look, great news. They're going to come to expect it from you. That's a great outcome. And when you do reach that point, congratulate yourself, right? You've created a need. Excellent. All right, the second thing is persistence, which I call the engine of consistency. This is more than just being consistent. It actually requires more than one strategy, right? You actually have to start with a set of hypotheses based on what you already know about your audience, right? And of course, prepare to be proven wrong. Even if you're just starting out, you don't really know enough about your audience, even if you think you do. You can have some assumptions, you can have some hypotheses, that's fine. But the only way to learn about your audience is to interact with them. So don't stick to the same strategy just because it's what you know. Be really persistent in learning, adjusting, and trying new things. And eventually, you'll learn enough to be really in tune with your audience. And again, that's a great position to be in. All right, the third thing is patience, or the reason that people stop, right? This stuff's hard. Your results are going to go through ups and downs, especially at first. It's going to feel like no one's listening. Trust me, I've been there. It's going to feel like no one cares what you have to say. And even the gains you experience sometimes will be so small that they're barely worth celebrating. Again, I've been there. Now, you're going to be tempted to stop. Everyone is. I have too. I mean, after all, you're trying, you're putting all this effort in, you're writing, you're producing content, and what's the point if no one's listening, right? Now, if it helps, here's how I think about it. This is the thing that can kind of get me through on this, right? If you're producing useful content, and if that content is what I call durable content, right? Content that's meant to last longer than what you think of with a blog post, then it's going to continue to be useful. This makes it actually an investment, not a cost, right? It doesn't expire the day you post it. The content doesn't know it's old, right? If it's something that's, and keep in mind, this affects the way that you write it, right? If you think of it as what you're really doing is building a rich content library that you can make use of in other ways for years to come, then it's actually valuable, right? Then it's something that people are going to use over and over again, right? And you've got to write it that way. You got to be smart about it or whatever. But this is why it's really important to work from a content plan, right? You don't want to just start posting content because you think it's going to be useful at that moment. You want to build out something that's going to have some enduring value. Now, look, all of this, I mean, writing, producing podcasts, videos, it's all hard work. Believe me, I understand that. As much as I produce, it's always a challenge. Writing in particular, it's a very slow process for me, and I always feel like it takes more time than it should. But it's a critical piece of my overall strategy, so it's worth it to me, right? And I can't make that decision for you, obviously. You have to decide whether or not it's worth it to you. But if you need an audience, and most small businesses and authors do need an audience, right? Well, look, it's the only way to build these relationships. And someday, look, maybe you'll have those throngs of fans, but right now it's going to start with the trust of a few. So get out there, start writing, build a plan, have a strategy, have an intent, and start to earn that trust. It's the only way to do this. And then little by little, you're going to grow your audience organically. And it's going to be a real audience, not one that's just sort of, you know, giving you a few points worth of awareness and then they go away. It can be really worthwhile. And I'll cover that in more depth in another episode. Okay, so I'll leave it there. And as always, thank you for listening. Really appreciate it. If you've got questions or want me to elaborate on anything, let me hear from you. I'd love to answer questions on this forum. If you want me to do a deeper dive on something, just let me know. I'd be psyched to do that. All right, thanks again for listening. We'll see you on the next episode.